When I graduated from the DPS Academy in May of 79, I was sent to Cleburne, Texas. And after a year, I wanted to get back to the Austin area where I'd grown up. So at that time, when Governor Clemens had first come into office, the duty at the governor's mansion was not highly looked upon. It was usually a place where retiring troopers were sent. They pretty much wore uniforms all the time. And when Governor Clemens came into office, there was an incident at the governor's mansion where a Austin area man and his German Shepherd attempted to try to go through the front door of the governor's mansion one night while the governor and his wife were there. And this man got into a fight with one of the troopers. Trooper got bit by the dog. They finally subdued the man and his dog, but it must have impressed the Governor Clemens about a need for better security. So Governor Clemens at one time, I believe, had been Deputy Secretary of Defense in Washington, so he probably had some exposure to the presidents and the Secret Service. So after that incident, he had told the DPS colonel that he wanted to have younger troopers working there and ready to travel at a moment's notice and to dress in a suit and tie, similar to the Secret Service. So I saw that as an excellent opportunity to do something very unique in law enforcement and at the same time get to my hometown of Austin. So you had to interview for the job, and so I went down and interviewed and was fortunate enough to get it. That completed my one-year probationary period from DPS, so it would have been probably June or July of 1980. I moved down to Austin, and there was probably about 15 other troopers that had applied for it throughout the state, various backgrounds, and we had our own sergeant. Highway Patrol Sergeant was head of the detail, and so I credit Governor Clemens with really changing the faith and the duties of the Governor's Mansion, or we called it Executive Security Detachment, when he first came into office. And we traveled a lot with he and the First Lady, and we got to go to places that you normally wouldn't get to see in law enforcement and be around individuals that you only read about in the newspaper. Governor Clemens was a close friend and supporter of Ronald Reagan. I remember one of the other guys on the detail telling us about phone calls at the mansion from Bob Hope, Henry Kissinger, Gerald Ford, Roger Staubach, and one of the troopers one night had answered the phone, and it was Roger Staubach, and this was a fairly new trooper, and he said, "Oh, sure, and I'm Hank Aaron," or something like that, and hung up. And fortunately, Mr. Staubach was gracious enough to know that the trooper really thought it was a prank call. But we would get calls from all kinds of individual stars. Tom Landry was another good friend of Governor Clemens.
Where did your travels take you?
Most of my travels took me all the big cities and small towns in Texas. I had traveled to a governor's conference in New Orleans, and there was a separate troop that would go with Mrs. Clemens, and there'd be some out-of-state trips as well. But Governor Clemens, because he was older and his children had grown up, pretty much every weekend he and his wife would fly back to Dallas where they live, and he had troopers up in the Dallas area that took care of him up there. So On weekends, it was pretty quiet around the governor's mansion as compared to Governor Mark White. He had three small children. And when he had become governor, they had lived in West Austin or Westlake Hills, and he had sold his home. So when Governor White came in, a young man with a young family, the governor mansion was home 7 days a week. And his children spent a lot of time with us over at the security detail, which is called the carriage house. It's right behind the governor's mansion. It was the command post. Had all the alarm and monitors for the governor's mansion and the grounds. So we really got to know his family real well. And also, again, he traveled probably even more so than Governor Clements.
And then Governor Clements comes back, and you're still in that detail.
Yes, a lot of us had wondered when Governor Clements had beat Mark White the second time and come back in, what our status would be. And we had wondered it when Mark White had beat Governor Clements in 82, but the DPS, like the Secret Service, you're required to remain politically neutral as far as your personal opinions. Our job was to protect the governor's wife and family, so we took care of business and acted professional. And throughout the Governor Clements' both terms and Governor White's one term, there were not any troopers that were told they couldn't work there anymore. We remained the same unit, and it was a great assignment for 5 years of my 20 years with DPS. I remember one trip, Governor White, we went to Washington, and we got to go to the White House and see some of the other historic places in Washington, D.C. that as a road trooper working the highways, you know, you would have that opportunity. So 5 of my 20 years at DPS were spent on the governor's security detail, and one with the young family, another one with the retired governor from the oil business, and just difference in day and night, the two individual governors, and both were widely popular and respected in Texas, as far as I can recall, on our visits to different towns and cities in Texas.
Do you recall any changes in Governor Clements between the first and second terms about how he wanted to be handled from a security standpoint?
Well, pretty much early on, we were under the impression that Governor Clements, the security detail was really more for the protection of his wife. Governor Clements came from working in the oil fields and roughnecking. He was an athlete. Probably was in his 60s when he first became governor, but I remember him being very strong. He stayed physically active with his ranch on the weekends. And Governor Clements could be very direct and gruff. And I would pity a person that would have tried to physically attack Governor Clements. He could handle himself. Very stout individual, and he'd grown up the hard way in the oil fields and roughnecking. So we really didn't get too close to him or crowd him. He liked his space in his room, whereas with Governor White and his wife and young children, we were pretty much given a free rein to use our judgment to get as close as we needed or whatever. But with Governor Clements, you had to give him plenty of space and room, and that also meant the Texas Rangers and the our DPS criminal intelligence investigators who would pick us up in the various cities in Texas outside of Austin. They would pick the local ranger or the local criminal investigator with DPS from that area, and they would be the ones that would pick us up at the airport and drive us to the various locations. But Governor Clemens was pretty much what you see. He was straight to the point, and He could get gruff at times, but very strong business background. He just didn't suffer fools very well, whether they were politicians or the press or anyone else.
How much interaction did he have with you all?
We didn't have very much interaction with the governor. We really didn't initiate conversation unless he initiated it. He's usually on the trips, was busy either catching up on his paperwork as governor, the reading the newspapers, or conferring with his staff. And that was the time that I first met a young man named Carl Rove, who had came on to work for Governor Clemens, and I think was really instrumental in helping Governor Clemens win at the time, because there hadn't been a Republican governor since the Civil War. So, now Mrs. Clemens, she's like Mrs. White, she's very outgoing, very nice, and very appreciative of security. But Governor Clemens, just pretty independent fella.
So you had more interaction with Mrs. Clemens then?
Oh, yes, sir. By far, I would say, for most of the detail. Mrs. Clemens there's a difference in personality, but very kind and gracious lady, always very thankful. And but we had more interaction with her than we did with Governor Clemens.
I don't know how much you keep up with the way DPS does things now as it applies to Capitol security, whether you could tell if they're still doing things pretty much the way they did it when you did it.
From what I understand at the governor's security, it's probably been refined more since we last. I'm sure they've upgraded the technology in the security system, especially since the fire of the governor's mansion. And that's one of the things I remember when I first came to Governor Clemens' security detail, is they had helped organize an effort to renovate the governor's mansion. I think most of it was probably through private donations, but during that period of time, Governor Clemens and his wife stayed in Austin in an apartment that was not far from the governor's mansion. It wasn't what you would call high scale, but it was nearby the governor's mansion. So we pretty much worked out of the room located next door to the governor's apartment. I remember that being a big thing then, because they had spent a lot of time renovating the governor's mansion. So to Governor Clemens' credit and leadership, when he came into office, he had really done two things, is changed the face of the security detail and had the governor's mansion help organize the renovation of that. Also, Governor Clemens had brought in the former deputy director of the FBI by the name of James Adams, and he became the colonel of the DPS, and a lot of us troopers thought that was a great choice, to pick someone from outside the DPS to come in and to run it. And we really looked up to Colonel Jim Adams.
Any other observations?
I just really thankful for all the various people that we got to meet down there. I remember one time Governor Clemens had a dinner for the surviving governors in Texas. And I remember John Conley being there, Dolph Briscoe, what's the other governor's name that passed away not too long ago? Anyway, there were four governors in the governor's mansion having a dinner. That was kind of historic, neat to see. And also, when I remember 1982, when Texas had restored the death penalty, how many protests we used to get at the back gate of the governor's mansion. they had not had executions in a number of years, and I remember that started back up in 1982. So that was another big thing, is the protests. And just from a political side, is seeing how Governor Clemens helped change the face of the Republican presence in Texas. Really went to a lot of small towns in Texas, a lot of grassroots support. I remember phone banking, use of the phone banks was really big back then. And when Governor Clemens had run for governor, he ran against former Attorney General John Hill, and it was expected not to be a contest, but Governor Clemens' organization were so well mobilized throughout Texas and well organized, and ended up pulling off an upset over John Hill. And that always impressed me, that a state as large as is normally known for Southern Democrats, is Governor Clemens, to its credit, was really able to bring up the strength of the Republican Party presence in Texas. And it was interesting to be around Governor Clemens when he visited with Senator John Tower, which was another huge stalwart in the Republican Party when there weren't many Republicans. And also getting to hear Governor Conley's interaction with Governor Clemens when they were both campaigning the state for Ronald Reagan. I can vividly recall in the plane John Conley telling Governor Clemens, when he was a Democrat, he said, I didn't leave the Democratic Party, it left me. And that just sticks in my mind, having heard Governor Conley say that. But the political side was very interesting to watch.
Yeah, you really had a peek into statewide and national level there.
Well, we really did, and up close. And they just assumed, Governor White and Governor Clemens, that we would do our job, and what we heard was be kept in confidence, and which we did. We couldn't compromise our trust or their trust of us. So, in a way, at times would be almost like part of the family. And what we heard and saw state there.
Now you're sort of recalling history.
Right, exactly. It's sad to see that he had passed away. I was probably a young man of 21 or 22 when I worked on a security detail, and working for both of those governors was really special. As I said, as a state trooper, it was a unique assignment that I was just fortunate enough to be able to get into.
Anything else that I've missed that listeners would be interested in knowing?
Me and another retired trooper who lives in Navasota. He's the former chief of police in Navasota. We're actually driving down tomorrow to Dallas to attend the funeral. So
okay.
It'd be kind of interesting to see how many people we see and remember back then. I remember Tom Landry and his wife, Alicia, and if you remember Eddie Childs?
Yes.
Okay. Western Oil, I think it was called. He was another good friend of the Clemens.
He used to own the Rangers.
No, that's right. That's exactly right. And, of course, Ross Perot was pretty regular. Lives up in the Dallas area. As I reflect back, it was a really great 5 years of service. And the other enjoyable part was getting to see the different parts of Texas and the different Texans throughout the state. Texans are great people, and we have a beautiful state.